We're helping you Sunday morning get the answers you need so you can get from to-do to done with all your home improvement projects. We call it Early Edition. He's Tom Tynan. I'm Charlie Mojer. And on the phone is John from Aquatex, who is the magician of water, who makes all water taste right. Isn't that right, John?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, we can. If anybody says it, you can swear to it. So I got a note here from Jeffrey in Dickinson, and that's why I got you on the horn here this morning, because he says, I have a refrigerator filter for my drinking water and cooking water. He wants to know, how does this kind of filter compare with the filtering systems he hears Tom talking about on Home Show Radio?
Well, Jeffrey, the difference with carbon filtration like you would receive on the refrigerators and reverse osmosis is the technology that we put underneath the sink. It's a slow process where it's removing not just the organics, but all four main contaminant groups, which would be particulate, bacterial, inorganic, and organic. So it's going to separate the salts and all the bad stuff as well as the good stuff. Collects in a tank and then comes out your tap.
That's the RO unit.
That would be the reverse osmosis.
And isn't it like a membrane? Is that right?
It's membrane technology, correct.
Stops it from happening. Now, the one he's talking about in his fridge, that's just a big old chunk of, carbon or something?
It's a carbon filter, which is great for removing organics, but it's not so good at removing inorganic and bacterial matter.
Okay, so like inorganic would be?
Inorganic would be stuff like minerals, pesticides, herbicides, that type of thing.
Things you probably would want to get out of the water.
Correct.
I'm just thinking. Okay. But getting an RO unit for a refrigerator might not be feasible.
Oh, I think our refrigerator filters are great. They just can't, they're not going to build in a reverse osmosis system. So it'll make the water taste better, but it's not real good for removing like the arsenics or the bariums or stuff like that from the water.
Think about that next time you put ice in your drink.
Correct.
All right. Now, but let me ask you, is it possible for an RO unit to be plumbed to the ice machine into the fridge?
And where I'm always looking to do just that is to try to get the refrigerator hooked up to reverse osmosis if the aesthetics of the house or if the house allows that to happen. If you have a like an island sink, it's probably not going to happen.
Okay, then it's at least you're doing some good with the carbon filter.
Correct.
All right. That's why he is our Home Show Pro for water. That's John from Aquatex. You can learn more about him there at homeshowradio.com. Just click on their icon on the homepage, and you'll be all learned up real quick. John, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Well, appreciate you having me.